Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating. He's chief economist with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. Right, Ray?
Go there. You get regular information updates on what's going on in the policy arena and other areas, the economy, and how it impacts your small business. It's a great website. And then you can also click over to our blog, and things regularly go up there. So there's a wealth of information. You can join our group there. All good stuff.
Please support the SBE Council. Ladies and gentlemen, they do a lot of great work for you. When you're sleeping at night, they got folks banging on the desks up there in Washington on your behalf. And I encourage you to support them by joining the group, as he said. But also, if you have a chance to send them some money, they can use it. And I promise you, I've seen the organization. I know who they are. They'll use it very effectively. Ray, thanks again for being here. My website, by the way, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Ray, what do you think about the economic numbers as we look at the rest of 2012? What's your as a trained economist? What do you think?
Well, the most recent data we have on GDP is for the initial data on the fourth quarter of 2011, and that was that the real GDP grew at 2.8%. Now, again, relative to
for
where
one,
we were,
that's for one quarter.
Right, on an annualized basis, 2.8%. So, okay, fine, that's for all of 2011, we grew at a pathetic 1.7%. This is well below where we should be. If you just look at average...
That's Europe. Those are Europe numbers.
That's exactly right. 1.7% is Europe numbers. We should be growing at the very least in the 3-3.5% range.
Mm-hmm.
During recovery years, economic growth / recovery years, if you look at the past, 50, 60 years, we should be growing 4-4.5%.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not even close. Okay, this is why people feel like we're still in a recession. But the other thing, real quick, when you crawl inside the most recent numbers that we got, there's some things to worry about here that, I always look at what's going on with private investment, what's going on with private fixed investment, business investment, because that matters now, and it obviously matters to the economy in the future. And there's some real disturbing numbers there. Non-residential structures, commercial real estate, that actually fell by a big number, by 7.2%. And there was equipment and software investment continued to grow, but it's been slowing down dramatically.
One of the two monthly surveys that I report on is the Tatum survey, Tatum LLC. And the two of the sideways numbers, the sideways arrows, I should say, in their report that we had yesterday with Sam Norwood, was on their CapEx spending. The last 30 days and the next 60 days, sideways both.
Yeah, well, the bottom line here to remember is, everybody talks about how important the consumer is. Obviously, the consumer is important. And yes, when you look at the numbers, it's like 70% of GDP, give or take. But the consumer takes his or her cue from what business is doing. If business is investing and growing and creating jobs, then consumers are happy and consumers are spending. You gotta look at what the first mover here is still entrepreneurship, business investment. That's where we get economic growth from, and that's where consumers then take confidence from. And we're
Because entrepreneurship is on Main Street where people are, where consumers are. I mean if you're making noise and stirring up the dust and getting activity going, where consumers are, that's what entrepreneurs do.
Right, absolutely.
We don't hang out in the halls of big business. We're out here in the back alleys and the backwaters of Main Street,
and creating jobs and saying, look, I opened up a new shop, I opened up a new store,
yeah,
and I'm creating jobs, and those are all the things that feed into confidence and so on. So, the bottom line here is we're still in this grossly underperforming recovery. We're going to be up and down. The numbers are going to be very uneven. One minute you think it's great, next minute you think it's stinky. That's unfortunately what we're stuck in until, again, I bring it back to policy, until we get back to a clear pro-growth policy agenda of tax relief, permanent and substantive, until we get back to regulatory relief.
Regulatory sanity.
Right. Free trade, getting monetary stability and, rather than the game that we've been playing with monetary policy.
Right.
All those things need to happen, and then we're going to get, we will get back on track.
And the government stop picking winners and losers. They're not that smart. They're not smart enough to pick winners and losers. The marketplace is the only thing that can pick winners and losers. But here's what bothers me, though, Ray, for the rest of the year, and that is the manipulation of numbers and the putting out numbers out. I mean, we know that Washington has no shame. And it really concerns me that they're going to be putting out numbers that have been manipulated and extracted and homogenized and everything else and put out there. And people, if they're not paying attention, they'll believe those numbers.
Well, I'm more, you know, listen, there are some career folks that do some good statistical, easy for me to say, statistical work in the government.
Right.
The problem is how it gets spun. How do those numbers get spun? By the White House, by people in Congress, and so on. It's the spin that people have to get by.
Yeah.
And that's what I believe.
Folks, watch the spin. Be careful of the spin. And it's been a long time since Economics 101, where they taught you how to say statistics, isn't it? Hasn't it, Ray?
Yeah. You believe that? That was so sad.
Give us that website again, Ray.
SBECouncil.org. And as I said, we got things updated there regularly.
Yeah, and don't forget to check out the ledger there of how your member of Congress voted on small business issues. Chuck versus the Business World. That's also Ray's book. Find it wherever books are sold. Hey, Ray, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
I appreciate it, Jim. Take
Ray
care.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.